This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get some action.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, he don't want no bread. He don't want no salad. All he want is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Yes, friends, it is a blast from the past because we have another special guest with us today. He's been gone for quite a while. He's back. It's Ajay Salveson, the Juice Man. How you doing, Juice? What you been doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
I don't know.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, to me. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I've missed you guys.
Oh, we've missed you, too. Thanks for coming back with us.
No, it's good to be back. I think the last time I was on a pod with you was in the spring.
It was. After WrestleMania.
I haven't been on a pod with you since April. I feel like a betrayal. I feel like a traitor.
I'm okay.
Are you? I've been listening to your podcast. You and Zane are just best friends, all right?
Yeah, we've been cutting you down.
Golly.
You haven't been with us.
Cutting me down. Oh, you got a short joke now. Is that what you throwing out short jokes? Huh? Cutting me down?
I didn't intend to do that, but if you want to take it that way.
No, I will take it that way. Welcome back, AJ. Here's another short joke for you.
You want to make a fat joke? Well, I am a fat joke. Ba-da-bow.
Oh, it's good to be back. I've missed you.
Yeah, we've missed you.
No, it's good to be back. Really quick, can I give a shout out to Chris Evans?
Yes, give a shout out to Chris.
He's so good.
Yes, he is.
Like, his wrestling stuff is always point on. It's raw. It's unique. His thoughts are, he's passionate about the sport.
Uh-huh.
And his thoughts are always like spot on. You know, he actually kind of reminds me of you. You two really annoy me. I'd hate to watch a main event with you guys or a pay-per-view event because you guys would see everything before it happens and would tell me before it happens and spoil it.
That's why I get paid the not so big bucks, my man.
Well, Chris doesn't get paid any bucks from us, so
he does it for free.
Yeah. If Chris is listening, which I'm sure he is because he's a loyal guy to our podcast, he's great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him. So whatever, Chris, you're doing, keep doing it.
Cool.
That's always been my advice to life. Whatever you do, don't.
Just keep doing it.
Oh, man, we got so much to catch up on, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
And, I mean, that actually goes more into a moral literal term for me than it does for you, but no, there's been so much that's going on. We run into SummerSlam this Sunday, a lot of big events. You have a kickoff match that's been announced. We have a very historic announcement from Stephanie McMahon. For those who've been hiding underneath a rock, the gosh dang announcement was on ESPN for crying out loud.
Well, it was,
yeah. And it was on SportsCenter as well. I mean, it was everywhere. It was on ESPN, woman part of ESPN.com. Which was huge, and it good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that announcement in just a little bit. But we'll try to find some happiness in between this podcast at some point, some way, somehow. That's because that's what we do.
We bring joy to
our wrestling fans.
Uh-huh.
Dave, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the women's news.
Oh my goodness,
are you ready to hear Stephanie?
I want to hear Stephanie McMahon's announcement.
Let's hear it from Monday Night Raw when they announced the Women's Evolution.
You demanded more opportunities for the women in WWE, and you started a hashtag called Give Divas a Chance that trended worldwide for 3 days, igniting a revolution across our industry and opening doors for women that some of them had only dreamed of. Because of all of you, 30-second matches became main events. And because of all of you, divas became the superstars they were born to be. Because of all of you, we are able to stand here and make another first ever announcement. On October 28th, over 50 women, then, now, and forever, will participate in an event called Evolution. And that event, I am privileged to announce, will be the first ever all-women's pay-per-view.
Amazing.
Amazing. And to have all the group out there, do you think the Divas knew before... do we call them divas still, by the way?
Oh, women.
Call.
The Sorry. Women competitors.
Do you feel like the women's competitors knew about it beforehand, or were they just this, I mean, there was a surprise reaction from a few of them.
Yeah, I think some of them suspected and probably knew, but I'm wondering what if the entire roster knew about it. So the reaction was great and well-deserved. I will give the women's movement just all the props in the world. They've stepped it up. When they needed to step it up, they stepped it up, and now headlining Monday Night Raw, headlining some of the pay-per-views recently,
yes.
And now their own pay-per-view that is going to have all kinds of matches. They're going to have the Mae Young Classic there. They're going to have championship matches. They're going to have tag matches. It will NXT championship match is going to be on there. I am excited. I think this one is going to be fun, and I'll be very interested to see how they pull it off.
Is there a match, or not? I wouldn't say match, but is there like a specific women's competitor that you're looking forward to watching that you think could light this crowd up, bring some energy into the arena?
Well, it's got to be Ronda Rousey.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, the way the crowd is reacting to her, she had her first complete match on Monday Night Raw against mm-hmm. Alicia Fox,
mm-hmm.
and the pop was incredible for her. I think she's still that big name, and boy, does she need to work on her mic skills. But when she gets into the ring, the crowd just goes bananas for her. And I think whether she is the champion at the time, because she does have a championship match coming up on SummerSlam, or what. And then, of course, I think, well, look and see what happens with Charlotte Flair, too, because she gets a huge pop when she competes.
You know what? I'm with you on that.
Uh-huh.
I think Charlotte Flair is going to be really big in this competition. And I think it's going to give her a chance to really spread her wings and be more flexible in what she can do in the ring, what she's allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey's another one that's going to really make me curious. You know, the crowd already loves her because her name's Ronda Rousey, but can she perform in the ring where she can create excitement? Could you imagine, and I don't mean to bring this up as a pull the carpet underneath their legs kind of comment, but could you imagine what this would have been like in 2000 with Lita?
It would
Trish Stratus.
Yeah. There were some good competitors back there, but I think the overall women's division is stronger now than it ever has been. And can I make a sexist comment?
Your life, your
funeral. You know, we talked about the pop that Charlotte Flair would get.
Yes.
Well, she did have one of her implants pop. That's why she was been missing.
No kidding.
She had to have surgery to get one of her implants that had burst, which is very serious.
Well, yeah. That's...
It can be life-threatening if it's done wrong. So,
well, the WWE Evolution is a pay-per-view event. It will be, of course, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, UK brands. It will be October 28th of this year at the
Nassau.
Oh, sorry. Nassau.
One of those... You making me mispronounce it
at
now.
The Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. Should be a good one. Dave, what's next on your agenda?
Why don't we talk SummerSlam?
I'm excited about this. In the Barclays Arena in Brooklyn, New York, for the second year in a row, by the way, Maya mentioned that SummerSlam will be held there.
And there's nothing that says summer like the rotting garbage in New York City.
Nothing says summer.
Why don't they go someplace where they do stuff on... Okay, never mind.
Sponsored by Cricket Wireless and MLB Tap Sports Baseball 2018. Raw and SmackDown will both be featured in this event, again, August 19th, which is this upcoming Sunday in Brooklyn, New York. The following matches have been scheduled, including a pre-kickoff show, if you will, match, which is when you're going to be paying attention to.
Oh, of course.
Rusev Day.
Lana Day.
And versus, I'm going to butcher this again, Andrade Cien. Is that his
Andre
name?
Cienas.
Yes, told you. And Zelina Vega. Why can't they just have normal names? Why can't it be like Joe Dirt and Kate White? Joe what do we Dirt? Have to? What do you have to do, Lana yes. and Shishnaka Waskanka?
You have problems with names, don't you?
It's like when you're like announcing a football or basketball game or whatever, and there's like and I love Polynesian people, but you're named. My gosh.
Oh, yeah.
La Leihe Lashkarbaba.
Uh-huh.
You know? Why can't we just have a normal name like that?
Now, you know, I did the announcing at Utah State University inside the stadium.
Yes.
And learning the Polynesian names.
Oh, man.
David Filamahalu.
And John Newbold, too. John Newbold. Felt so bad for him. I remember when they played Hawaii, and John was like, oh, man. And so, by the way, just to give you an instant look, when they're in the press box, the like, for example, when John, like, announces a name or whatever, a play, it just goes within the press box. It doesn't go out over the crowd. Mm-hmm. But the people in the press box have, like, a pronunciation guy, and, you know, and the Hawaii PR team's in there, so they all know who it is. But for you or John to have to sit there and announce it, I felt bad.
It is tough. And, yeah, I love the Polynesian people. I mean, The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dwayne Johnson. Tattoo. See, I can do Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
But not Andre Cigana Lamas and Zelina Vega.
Yeah, they're Latino, by the way.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that should be fun. That one should be a fun match.
That'll be a mixed tag team match. Daniel Bryan versus, this is exciting, Daniel Bryan versus The Miz in a singles match.
I love it. Love it.
I'm all about that. And I you know what? The more we go, the more I fall in love with The Miz. That guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. When his career is said and done, those are two Hall of Famers, Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
Yeah. And have you watched The Miz and Mrs. show yet?
No.
The Miz and Mrs.
I know the ratings
USA?
Have been kind of...
Yeah, the ratings have slipped a little bit. But you always know that from the premiere, you're going to start losing some people. Well, I've watched two of the three so far, and I've really enjoyed it. I think it's better than the total Divas and Bellas. They don't have all that drama.
Yeah.
It's more life situations and just kind of fun stuff. I love it. It's on the USA Network. The Miz and Mrs.
The Miz and Mrs. And then it'll be Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin, another singles match.
Yeah, the Constable Baron Corbin now.
Mm.
And Finn Balor.
I refuse to call him the Constable.
You do?
Yes.
That's his name now. And he's got his hair cut, and it looks awful.
Kind of like your hair. Yours isn't getting cut, though. It's just falling out.
I'm just styling, baby. I'm styling and profiling. It's like the Nature Boy.
All right, and we're done. Next up for the U.S. title... it'll be Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Versus Jeff Hardy.
Be expecting a run-in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Shinsuke is now the title holder in that match that lasted, what, 6 seconds?
Yeah, because Jeff lost it to Shinsuke.
Yeah, after a Wachobi shot.
I love the Wachobi shot. You know what the best part is when you should pause it when a Wachobi shot happens and look at the crowd's faces. Oh, man, it is the best. The crowd's faces are awesome.
Yeah.
Kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
I bet.
Like YouTube Wachobi shots in wrestling and then watch the crowd's faces in, like, on YouTube. Oh, man, I did that for like an hour one time. It was awesome.
You are a sick man. Did you see when Randy Orton attacked on SmackDown? And of course, Jeff doesn't wear the gauges in his earlobes.
Did he, like, stick his finger
in? He stuck his finger in that hole in his earlobe and started acting like he was pulling on it. And I was going,
that messes me up.
Oh, man, I was freaking out. I mean, I get chill bumps thinking about it right now. But he did.
You can get some gauges in your ears sometime soon?
Oh, let me just say this, and... this part won't be family friendly. Hell no.
Okay, tell you what. Actually, never mind. I'll hold that thought for
a second. I will not have gauges in my ears. I do not have pierced ears either.
For the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, it's going to be Cedric Alexander, who's your current title holder, versus Drew Gulak.
Gulak, yeah. And Cedric.
Gulash.
Gulash. Cedric is a very good performer. I
think Cedric wins that one in a squash match.
I don't think it'll be a squash.
You don't think it will?
No.
What do
Drew's
you know?
Pretty good.
This is my favorite match of the night, and I'm so glad this title is coming back into play. Like, it's taking more attention with bigger time names. The WWE Intercontinental Championship, your current holder, Ziggler, Dolph versus Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a really good match, and for a really good championship that finally is making its way back into the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like the Attitude era. That title meant so much to so many of those wrestlers. Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I feel like The Miz even did a good job of holding that title.
Oh, I thought he brought it back.
And so, yeah. And so it's so good to see names like that, Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler, hold that title and do it respectfully.
And I'm going to just kind of do a little shoot here.
Shoot.
One of the reasons that it has come back to prominence is because of what's going on with the heavyweight
belt. Yes.
The universal belt, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Which just makes me ill sometimes thinking about it. Go ahead.
Money in the Bank contract match. It's going to be Braun Strowman, who does hold the case, versus Kevin Owens. This is going to be a slobber knocker, as the great JR would say.
Uh-huh. It will be the monster in the bank.
Hey, I like Braun. That.
Yeah, that's what they call it, the monster in the bank.
I like it.
And against KO. And you know what? I won't be surprised if Kevin wins it.
Really?
Through some sort of shenanigans, I guess I should say. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they write the storyline and see if Kevin wins, he gets the Money in the Bank contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're probably setting up for another pay-per-view where Braun gets it back, but I still think Kevin's going to get it.
The next one is for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, will face off versus The New Day. Of course, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and or Xavier Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes.
We want pancakes.
I'm sick of The New Day. As much as people are sick of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, I'm sick of The New Day. We got to find a new tag team.
There has been talk of maybe splitting up The New Day, but not splitting them up.
Yeah.
Letting them be, you know, still doing the tag stuff, but more individual matches, singles matches. I wouldn't be surprised to see The New Day somehow win and then Sanity coming in and doing a run in right at the very end.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised.
Yeah. For the WWE Championship, it's going to be AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Yes!
Yeah, I know.
That's the match I'm looking forward to.
Why?
I think both of them, and this goes back to the TNA days when they were both there. I saw them wrestle each other several times on TNA, and they never disappointed. Never. And I like the Joe character now, where he just goes out there, he says, no offense, I'm just going to beat you up. And then AJ is, quote, phenomenal, you know. That is the match I'm looking forward to the most.
Would you rather have it be a normal singles match, or would you rather have a little bit of extracurricular activity, say, like steel cage, Hell in a Cell, something like that?
No, I want this one to be just a clean win for one of them.
Who do you want? I mean, if you had to look at it to improve a storyline one way or another, are you taking AJ or are you taking Samoa?
I'll take Joe. I think that would be a smart move on their part. I don't think it will happen because AJ is just – he's so huge right now. He's held the belt for a long time.
Yeah.
And that could set up something like Samoa Joe and John Cena down the road when Cena comes back. Right now, he's in China.
Actually, more on John Cena a little while here. This one's going to be exciting for me. WWE Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss is your current title holder. She'll face off versus Ronda Rousey. I got my eyes on this one.
Yeah,
this is really going to be kind of a preview for what you're going to see at Evolution in one way or another. And to be the second to the last match of the night is a huge step up.
Oh, it is.
And so these two women's competitors have a lot on the line and a lot to hold up.
Yes, they do.
Whether they can do it or not will be yet to be seen, but I think we'll be all right here.
And, you know, Miss Bliss, she's, 5 foot tall? But she does the ring psychology work so well. And I'll be interested to see how they write this storyline. I don't know who's going to win. I can't tell you who I would think will win because of the ring psychology aspect of the character of Alexa Bliss. That's the reason.
Surprise, surprise, your main event and your WWE Universal Championship. Man, this makes me sick. Brock Lesnar's your current title holder. He's going to face off versus Roman Reigns. Stop me if you haven't heard this discussion before.
I'm not stopping you. But I
and you know
and
what?
It's nothing against Roman.
But I mean, so I our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page, which you can go on Facebook and follow us at Turnbuckle Trash, all say the exact same thing. Why?
I don't know. It's been going on for 3 years. Now, more than likely, there might be a title change here and then the Money in the Bank. But anyway, you said you are tired of the New Day. I am tired of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do personal. I want my champion there every week, cutting promos, doing something. I will give them credit at the writing staff. As I think it was 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw, when Brock was supposed to be there or he was going to be stripped of the title and he just sat back in the locker room saying he didn't care about the WWE Universe and he kind of manhandled Paul Heyman. I thought that was a good bit. And then when he finally came out to the ring, he attacked Paul Heyman and all that. Is it a work to get Paul Heyman involved in the match and maybe either turn on
Brock Lesnar,
or will everything that has happened make people think that that Paul has turned on Brock already or should turn, and then it'll work there that he continues with the belt? I don't know.
They just got to put it to an end.
Like, they need
put
to
a nail into
it.
The coffin.
They
like,
need
this
to
is,
end
and
it.
And you know what the best part is that this is in Brooklyn, New York, and that crowd is not friendly.
No.
If they don't like something, they will dang well let you know.
I promise you, there
will be some chants that may not be family friendly, and there are going to be some things said, and there are going to be some really, really ticked off people about this match coming up. I mean, they... I would really, if you're the WWE, you're just bracing and you're hoping for, and you might have to edit out some things from the crowd.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see that crowd just really at the, especially when the intros are going on, you're going to hear some chants, you're going to hear some really nasty things coming from the crowd on both of the wrestlers' part. They've been trying to set up Roman as the face.
It's just not working.
Maybe Roman does a heel turn. I don't know. They need to do something to turn that crowd around. And don't be surprised if it's Brock grabbing the microphone at the beginning and saying he didn't want to be here. He doesn't care about these people, blah, 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 blah. And he wants to do is beat up Roman Reigns and then take his belt and leave, go to the UFC. The crowd's just, it's going to be hot. It's going to be a hot crowd.
So let's just recap for you. The 12 matches in your pre-show match will be Rusev and Lana versus
and Zelina Vega.
Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. That'll be a singles match. Yeah. Also a singles match will be Finn Balor and Baron Corbin. For the WWE United States Championship, Shinsuke
Nakamura
versus Jeff Hardy, Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak. That'll be for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. A triple threat match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Oh, my gosh, I skipped this.
Uh-huh. You did. I was just about
to ask. Oh, shame on me.
It's a triple threat match.
Let's hit this out. Carmella is your current champion, and she'll face Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. I like it.
I do, too, because the storyline is less on Carmella. A lot of people are saying Carmella is kind of a weak champion. I'm not one of those that believes that.
Why would people say that? I'm going to kind of quiz you here. I'm curiosity killing the cat.
Well, I think that they're saying that her skills aren't good enough in the ring, but she's another one like Miss Bliss, the ring psychology. Matter of fact, a couple of pods ago, I did, is it Bliss or is it Carmella?
Oh, there you go.
Because the storyline was almost exactly the same in a promo that they cut. So I said, is it Bliss or is it Carmella? So I think the ring psychology, and then you add in the fact that Becky Lynch has been beating everybody, trying to get this match, and then Flair comes back, and her first week back, she gets a match against Carmella, and if she wins, she's added to the making it a triple threat match, and Becky's upset. So is it going to be a heel turn by Becky Lynch with that beautiful red hair she has? Or is it going to be Charlotte Flair with a heel turn? Or somebody does a run-in and saves, like James Ellsworth again? No, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, that's going to be an interesting match for the psychology of it.
Again, that's my bad. Triple threat match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Champion Carmella will face Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. For the WWE Intercontinental Championship, my favorite match of the night, Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins. Money in the Bank contract match. Braun Strowman, who holds the case, will face Kevin Owens. WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan versus The New Day, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and of course, and or Xavier Woods. The WWE Championship match will be AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
That's the one I'm looking for.
That's the one you look forward to, absolutely. For the WWE Raw's Women's Championship, it'll be Alexa Bliss, current title holder, versus Ronda Rousey. And for the 4,372nd time, the WWE Universal Championship will be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Again, that'll be August 19th. That will be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York for the second year in a row. Sponsored by, of course, Cricket Wireless and MLB Tap Sports Baseball 2018. So,
one quick thing.
Yes, please, one quick thing.
I want to put in a word for the NXT TakeOver. That's going to be taking the night before.
At the same place, right?
The champion now is one of my favorite heels, Tommaso Ciampa. And I don't know if they've announced what the match is going to be because it was supposed to be Ciampa in a triple threat against Johnny Gargano, or Johnny Wrestling, as a lot of people call him, and the former champion, Aleister Black. But Aleister was actually injured by a Wachobi shot and had to have surgery. And yes, you do. So I don't know if they're going to – okay, go ahead.
So it's going to be a last man standing match.
Oh, with Ciampa and Gargano?
Yeah, and Gargano.
Okay. I would love to see Tommaso Ciampa with this current character coming back up to the main roster and either SmackDown or maybe Raw and just do what he's doing right now in NXT. It is so good. And I am probably more excited about the NXT TakeOver than SummerSlam, to be honest with you, because there is going to be some good stuff on that.
Let me ask you a couple questions here, because you do such a great job of watching the, I'll call it the underclassmen, if you will, of wrestling and watching who's coming up and scouting them for us. Who's on your mind that makes you think this guy, besides the one you just mentioned, who else is on your mind from Ring of Honor or wherever that can come up and make some noise in SmackDown or the Raw brands?
I would look, you know, if I was someone at the WWE, myself, there was a couple of people I would try to get. One, the Briscoe brothers, tag team from ROH, love those guys. And then also Punishment Martinez. He's their current TV champion. I just think huge upside on Punishment Martinez, just huge upside. And then as I look at some of the other promotions, Kill Shot has a huge upside. And then on some of the independent scene, you've got Sammy Callahan. And in our podcast that we had earlier with the MK Bandit, he talked about Sammy Callahan. And also there is a guy that's in championship wrestling from Hollywood that's called Bateman.
Okay.
And he's a really good villain. And Royce Isaac is someone to watch out for in the future, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good stuff, Dave, as always, from you. All right, we're going to take a break. We need to take a break. But we got more. Much, much more coming up, Dave.
Potty break?
Potty break.
Okay.
Okay, no one wants to know. for Dave Dett and Ajay Salveson, you are listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were a wrestler?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
Welcome back. Ajay Salveson, along with Dave Denton, partner in crime. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for allowing me to come back. I know it's been freaking 5 months.
We missed you, Jim.
Can I update my life in 5 months to you? Is it possible?
You can do it in 60 seconds. No. What's been going on? Yeah.
So, okay. So, our baseball team won our region championship.
Congratulations.
My freshman sophomore team did. Yeah. I am the greatest coach in baseball history now. Uh-huh. It's crazy. I mean, I just, everywhere I go, I hear, Ajay, marry me, Ajay. Autographs. Oh, my, OMG, OMG, you know. Just it's crazy. I can't,
will you marry me?
I can't get, people can't get enough of me.
I know.
I don't get it. You know, it was my birthday last week, by the way. And
it was.
It was my birthday. And, you know, people on Twitter just go crazy. I don't know why when my birthday comes up.
Because you're the dude, man.
I'm the brown mamba.
That's correct.
And then just recently, I'll be here with the Cash Valley Radio Network, which we are sitting inside the studios of right now, doing the Full Court Press.
Oh, cool.
Doing a sports radio show.
Yeah, and you can follow that online, KVNU.
KVNU.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's my life.
And I've been here doing my thing. Went to wrestling. I tried to get in touch with you about the wrestling we went to.
Yes.
In June. But
yes.
Man, your life was so hectic. You didn't get to go. You really missed it. You're going to have to go to a wrestling event with us.
I'd rather not. I almost kind of don't want to because I'm afraid you or Zane are going to say something stupid and they're going to blame me for it. And then I'm going to get like punched in the face by, I don't know.
Yep.
Hey, we've got some news, a lot of news, and we got to get through it because there's a lot to do and a little time amount to go through it. First and foremost, let's start with The Miz and The Miz's Show, which is premiered on the USA Network. Obviously, the first week was good. The next 2 weeks dipped in ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of expect that to happen.
I like it.
I still like the show.
Yeah.
I don't care if the ratings dip. I still like it. Speaking of The Miz, he's got a little bit of athletic talent in this guy.
This dude,
he can ball.
This was great. Yeah.
Did you see his double play ball?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it reminds me of my good old days when I used to make plays like this in my sleep.
This was at the Major League Baseball All-Star Celebrity Game, right?
Yep.
All-Star weekend.
Yep. He was representing his hometown, Cleveland, which I served my LDS mission in. It's a great town. He went 2-for-2 at the plate, and a ball was hit, I believe, to his right, if I have it right, makes the snag. Steps on the bag and throws the first to get the double play.
Woof.
Bam. Gone. Out.
Woof.
Out of the inning.
Yeah.
Gold glove. Miz.
And the MVP of the game. Now, also, CBSSports.com did an interview about him taking batting practice.
Oh.
And he kind of got into character, and he was talking about how great he was during and he said more people were around watching batting practice for The Miz than anyone else. Way to go, Mike.
That's great.
I love it.
And you know what's great about The Miz is he knows when to kind of channel that character when the time's right.
Uh-huh.
And he uses that to his advantage. And really, some people might be like, well, that sounds stupid. No, it's not, actually. Because when people are like, I kind of like this guy. A little cockiness, a little arrogance to him. I like it. And
yeah,
so,
I like it too.
Good stuff. Hey, WWE did win the ESPN Humanitarian Award for the fourth year in a row. That's actually really tremendous.
That is incredible.
Considering you had guys like J.J. Watt, who raised $37 million, I believe, for the hurricane that hit Houston. So that's awesome. What about Titus O'Neil?
Now, my role here at the radio station, one of the things that I do is I put together a list of things called public service announcements. And I was just doing this last week, and I found one that starred none other than Titus O'Neil. Here is Titus O'Neil, the WWE, and Titus Worldwide, talking about fatherhood.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's good.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's good. It's always kind of cool to see those characters pull out a character and just, you know.
And I was in Las Vegas last year, and there was a billboard talking about fatherhood. And there was Titus O'Neil just on this big – it was cool.
Awesome.
I loved it.
Well, good for him. Great news here. Ric Flair had successful intestinal surgery, and he's out of the hospital. Of course, we all are pretty well aware – his health problems, and in fact, it came so close that he was
almost
dead. I mean, laying on a deathbed practically. Mm-hmm. And so for him to have a successful surgery, we're happy for him and wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. Speaking of recovery, Nikki Bella and John Cena's marriage is not recovering. In fact, there's reports saying that they're going to be splitting. In fact, if they've not already split, there was a vacation. They went to Lake Tahoe. They had a great time together, but a huge fight then kind of broke out and between the two. And by the way, you want to talk about commitment?
Oh yeah,
John Cena
mm-hmm.
even said that he would have his vasectomy reversed so they could have children. I mean, that is snip snap snip snap. You ever seen The Office?
Yes.
Michael Scott.
Yes.
With Jan.
Yes.
I love it. No.
That is commitment, baby. So, having the second surgery there, I don't think so.
And so, Bella, if you can't do that, okay, then I don't know what to tell you, okay?
That's awesome.
So we'll see where that runs into, but right now there are reports that Nikki Bella and John Cena are no more. Man, they are about as in and out as a bachelor couple.
Oh, yeah.
If not worse.
Or the Bachelorette or what?
But hey, great news, and you've been talking about NXT. This is really, really tremendous news for them in so many ways. There is talk that FS1, Fox Sports, will begin SmackDown on Friday starting October 19th of next year. Now, there also has been word that NXT might be moving to FS1, but at the same time, and Dave, you actually mentioned this to me just during the break, that you don't think it's going to happen because it's such a huge hit on the network.
Yeah, I think that they'll use that as kind of their anchor for people to get the network.
And that's also been for their post shows and major pay-per-views. But in regards to that, they actually might air that on Fox Sports. That's huge. FS1 is a huge hit. They air Pac-12 football games. They've aired all other conferences. They have a couple of debate shows with some highly ranked people, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. So for them to even consider that, SmackDown on FS1 is a huge, huge get for them. So congrats to the WWE and also to NXT. The former WWE star, Big Cass, is now going to be known as Big Kaz.
Kaz.
Yes, that's
Kaz.
With not C-A-S-S, that's C-A-double-Z.
That just floored me. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, it works.
He'll appear at the Spartanburg, Carolina, at a big-time wrestling event on September 21st. So, Big Kaz.
Kaz.
Not Cass. Hey, scary stuff here. David Otunga, in fact, you'll remember he was John Laurinaitis' right-hand man, WWE announcer, former competitor, tweeted this out, that he was at a workout at a gym. And he was going to get into his car, and sure enough, and might have startled him to death, there was a guy with a knife trying to steal his things from the car.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
Otunga said he was scared, but of course, and now listen, Otunga is not a small dude.
No, he's not.
His biceps are bigger than Dave's head.
And that's pretty dang
that's
big.
That's pretty dang big. But he was able to shove the guy off, who then turned around and ran away. The dude, this is criminal smart 101, dropped the knife while running off, which means there's DNA prints on that knife, and Otunga could help out. So, kind of scary stuff for Otunga. We talk about these athletes and, you know, how they're wrestlers. We forget that they're human beings, too. And so some guy trying to break into his car is, yikes.
Yes.
CBS Sports says, or at least is reporting, we'll say, that The Rock is interested in being at WrestleMania 35. Now, I make the big bucks, I feel like. I get paid big-time bucks from Dave to be on this show.
Yes, big time.
Well, I don't get paid enough, obviously, because The Rock, according to a Forbes magazine list, is in fifth place of top-paid celebrities. Now, you want to know how much he made during the past year?
Yes, I do.
$124 million. That's like 40 cheeseburgers a day.
Oh, man.
From Mickey D's.
Oh, man.
The Rock on a Forbes magazine list is in fifth place of being, in the past year, $124 million presidential flashcards worth.
Unreal.
I hate my life.
You want to make some more money.
$124 million in the past year.
Huh? Well, he's a big time movie star.
No, he doesn't. He sucks. All his movies suck. Yes, they do.
They're fun.
He's either a fairy or a Jumanji hunter or...
I heard that was pretty good, Jumanji.
Actually, it was all right. He's pretty impressive. I thought Jack Black was really good.
Yeah, Baywatch.
I hadn't seen the Baywatch movie.
I heard it was awful. But they're also going to do another Jumanji movie.